Zeb Camp was studying Appalachian history and Southern literature 4 years ago when he began writing lyrics for the Asheville band Basque. The music is soaked in heavy guitars, but the tone and lyrical sentiments are baked in this part of the South.
A lot of that stuff is about coal mining or about the transition from like the agrarian Appalachia to the industrial Appalachia. And then obviously like the environmental aspect, mountaintop removal, things like that. And that really kind of got injected into there.
Before Camp joined, guitarist Ray Wirth had already developed the framework for Basque. Dense, atmospheric guitars and song structures grounded in the musical roots of Western North Carolina.
Dynamics have always been important. Like the 2 minute mark to the song when it like kicks in and we're all just like all volumes are blaring. We want that to like really hit you in the gut. And a way to make it hit you a little harder is maybe it's a minute and a half of buildup beforehand. Or maybe we go into like a more like Americana like interlude or bridge or something like that. So it's really important for us to always have like these like deep valleys and crevices through our, like our songwriting.
Basque has a couple of six-song albums out. The latest is Ramble Beyond, and Camp's lyrics are drenched in stories and sensory metaphor. The feel of gravel and dirt underfoot, the taste of alkaline from poisoned waters, the sight of tobacco leaves hanging to dry. When asked, Camp reveals that some of his lyrics come from the overlooked stories of history that he picked up from the podcast The Memory Palace.
I've always found that trying to think from a unique perspective is easier than thinking of like a big idea, a character's viewpoint as opposed to from the initial audience viewpoint, like thinking about it from a more narrow outlook. I've always found that helpful with writing.
3 years ago, a well-connected booking agent lifted Basque from the ranks of the merely local by landing the band on a month-long European tour with the 20-year metal veterans High on Fire. And that connection has continued to pay off. High on Fire is headlining the first Heavy Mountain Festival, a two-night bow to heaviness that Wirth has curated for the Mothlight and the Orange Peel in Asheville. Wirth tends bar at both.
I want to come out swinging. And I want to bring in some nationals and some big boys. Because I feel like there's like this market for heavy music that's growing in Asheville. And I've been seeing it grow, you know, over the past 8 or 9 years that I've been here. And I feel confident in it.
Basque is working on a new album they hope to have out in late 2019 and looking to hop onto another tour that will carry their music out of the mountains.
We ultimately adopted the Grateful Dead philosophy to our business plan. There's no dollars in record sales or anything like that. It's all about having a killer merch table and a really good live show. Some of our highest concentrations of listeners are in Scandinavia, and we've only been there once. They would have never even heard of us if it wasn't for like recommended artist listenings by Spotify. Yeah. But I think it boils down to you can't download a t-shirt, and you can't download that live show experience.
Basque headlines night one of the Heavy Mountain Festival, Saturday, September 1st at the Mothlight, and High on Fire tops the national bill on night two at the Orange Peel. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.